An all-virtual FFA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Virtual convention, I think, is going to be a lot of fun.
It's not what anyone would have imagined a few months ago, but hey, it's what it is. And Tennessee's FFA State Convention is all virtual this week and can be seen on Facebook Live. The convention was scheduled to be held in Gatlinburg at the end of March, but the pandemic forced all new plans on everyone, and the current members and state officers are just proud to be able to have a convention at all. Nathan McClard is the Middle Tennessee Vice President.
We're still getting a form of a convention experience. It's not the full one as we all had hoped for, but it's still a form of it, and I think that it'll be a really good production, and I think it'll be fun to watch.
State Treasurer John Ryan Scarlett says without a doubt this is going to be a different convention, but he and the others involved in pulling it off are still just as excited to get to recognize their fellow FFA members across the state for their accomplishments over the past year.
It's going to be an adjustment for us as well as the members, but we hope to still retain that acknowledgement of the awards that our students have achieved, as well as get our message as a state officer team out to the state of Tennessee.
State Secretary Emily Nave says there's no doubt she was sad when the convention in Gatlinburg was canceled, but the virtual convention has allowed for new opportunities.
We're getting to have a new platform that students from all across the country can interact with and be engaged with. Through moving to a virtual convention, it's exciting because this is a new era that's another opportunity for members to connect with others and for conferences to meet, but it's a different experience. I'm really excited for what's going to happen.
Well, the virtual FFA convention will still include the Proficiency and Star Awards, and 740 members will receive their state FFA degree, and a new slate of state officers will be named. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.